Speedrunhype.com Gaming News Update, March 28, 2024. Square Enix pulls back the curtain on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth with a new documentary series. This four-part documentary series features candid interviews with directors, designers, and voice talent. Square Enix has released a four-part documentary series titled Inside Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. The series uncovers the stories behind the making of the Metacritic must-play game and Neck, which has been heralded as the best Final Fantasy of the century by the Washington Post, through the eyes of the legendary development team, including director Naoki Hamaguchi, producer Yoshinori Kitase, creative director Tetsuya Nomura, story and scenario Kazushige Nojima, and many others. Watch all episodes of Inside Final Fantasy VII Rebirth at youtube.com/squareenixna and sign up for our newsletter at speedrunhype.com for more gaming news stories like this. In this four-part documentary series, dive deep into the creation of this new standalone RPG with candid insights and never-before-heard stories from a lineup of the series' directors, artists, designers, and voice talent. This series offers fans and newcomers a backstage pass to hear secrets about the game's vast and vibrant world, the powerful bonds between party members, and the rich, multifaceted stories and quests that await in this legendary adventure. Across the four episodes, the documentary features interviews with Naoki Hamaguchi, director, Yoshinori Kitase, producer, Tetsuya Nomura, creative director, Makoto Ises, sound director, Keiji Kawamori, music supervisor, Mitsuto Suzuki, composer, Takako Miyake, environment director, Ichiro Yamaguchi, lighting director, Shintaro Takai, art director, Mizushi Sugawara, environment artwork supervisor, Teruki Endo, battle director, Motomu Toriyama, co-director, Kazushige Nojima, Stella Vista LT, story and scenario, Dai Suzuki, main character modeler and lead character artist, Hiroyuki Yamaji, animation director, battle, Hidekazu Miyake, cutscene director, Junichi Hayashi, cutscene co-director, Akira Iwasawa, facial director, Cody Christian, voice of Cloud Strife, Britt Baron, voice of Tifa Lockhart, Brianna White, voice of Aerith Gainsborough, John Eric Bentley, voice of Barrett Wallace, Max Middleman, voice of Red 13, Susie Young, voice of Yuffie Kisaragi, Matthew Mercer, voice of Vincent Valentine, Caleb Pierce, voice of Zach Fair, Ari Asano, localization producer, Ben Sabin, English translator, Laurent Sautier, French translator, Diana Kawamata, German translator. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, the acclaimed game that has garnered over 50 perfect review scores from critics across the globe, is a new, standalone adventure set across a vast and vibrant planet. The game sees Cloud, Tifa, Barrett, Aerith, and Red 13 escape from the dystopian city of Midgar into the wide world beyond. To hunt down Sephiroth, a haunting figure from Cloud's past bent on ruling the planet, these unlikely heroes join forces with new companions like the spirited ninja operative Yuffie and the wisecracking, feline-shaped robot Kate Sith. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth delivers an unforgettable experience to players filled with unexpected twists, memorable characters, and jaw-dropping set pieces that longtime fans and newcomers can both enjoy. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth follows the previous installment, Final Fantasy VII Remake, which was released in 2020 to universal acclaim from players and critics around the globe. After earning more than 20 perfect scores from media and being selected as a PlayStation Editor's Choice pick, Final Fantasy VII Remake became the highest-selling digital release on the PlayStation platform in Square Enix's history, exceeding more than 7 million shipments and digital sales worldwide since its release. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is now available for the PS5 console and rated T/Teen by the ESRB. For more information, see the links in the description. A free two-part demo available now lets players experience both the game's opening chapter and a special preview of the massive in-game world set several hours into the main storyline. Players who complete the first part of the demo, Fall of a Hero in Nibelheim, will receive the Kupo Charm and Survival Set demo incentives and be given the option to skip the same section in the full game if desired. To download the Fall of a Hero in Nibelheim and Dawn of a New Era in Junon demo, visit here. To skip the Nibelheim section in the full game, plus receive the Kupo Charm and Survival Set demo incentives, players must ensure they have the latest update installed for the full game. Check the description or caption of this post for the related links to this article. About Final Fantasy VII. First released in 1997 on the PlayStation Computer Entertainment System, Final Fantasy VII celebrated its 25th anniversary in 2022. The game is universally regarded as a hallmark title of the RPG genre. The original title received high praise for its epic storyline, unique characters, and movie sequences that utilized the most cutting-edge technology of the time. Since then, the game has sold over 14.4 million copies worldwide and continues to receive widespread acclaim from critics and fans around the world. The popular game has even expanded into spin-offs, films, and merchandise. The first game of the Final Fantasy VII Remake Trilogy project, Final Fantasy VII Remake, released in 2020, has been praised by both players and critics across the globe, earning more than 20 perfect scores from media, and was selected as a PlayStation Editor's Choice pick. The game also became the highest-selling digital release on the PlayStation platform in Square Enix's history, exceeding more than 7 million shipments and digital sales worldwide since its release. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, the second game in the trilogy, and standalone story is now available worldwide for the PS5. About Square Enix, Inc. Square Enix, Inc. develops, publishes, distributes, and licenses Square Enix and Taito-branded entertainment content throughout the Americas as part of the Square Enix Group of Companies. The Square Enix Group of Companies boasts a valuable portfolio of intellectual property including Final Fantasy, which has sold over 185 million units worldwide, Dragon Quest, which has sold over 88 million units worldwide, and the legendary Space Invaders. Square Enix, Inc. is a U.S.-based, wholly-owned subsidiary of Square Enix Holdings Co. Ltd. More information on Square Enix, Inc. can be found at square-enix-games.com. Hashtag Square Enix character design, Tetsuya Nomura, Roberto Ferrari. Logo illustration, Yoshitaka Amano, PlayStation, and PS5. Are registered trademarks of Sony Interactive Entertainment, Inc. All other trademarks are properties of their respective owners. Music credit, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Soundtrack, album OST by Game Soundtrack Hub. Subscribe to them on YouTube for more.